What's going on, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily Edition coming at you once again on a busy day here. Getting caught back up after going down to Dallas here on the Purple Project Podcast. This K-State Podcast, all things K-State. Your host, Eddie Greer here. We're hanging out with y'all again for another postcast edition, men's basketball. Let's get right on into it. As I'm sitting here recording this late on this Monday, yes, K-State demolished the Cardinals of Incarnate Word yesterday, 98-50 over the McCann of Worms, and particularly in the second half of this ball game here, 23 straight points out of the gate in the second quarter, second half. For Jerome Tang's Cats literally put this game out of reach. Well, this was already a big lead going in halftime, but they just made it a complete statement right out of the gate and jumped all over the Cardinals in front of another decent crowd at Bramlage yesterday there as well. This is the third for the Cats, right? The men's basketball team. Third time this year that the Cats reached 90-plus in the offensive categories this year. As well, scoring effort there the season, and they nearly missed their first ever 100-point game. You got to go back to the 2010 when they did that against, Incarnate Word again. So, but yeah, here 68% from the field. Overall, this game, as I'm getting the numbers crossed. Okay, so 59% from the field in the second after halftime. Almost 70% from the field as well. Holy smokes there. And, of course, the train keeps rolling for the Cats here on the men's side, continuing the best start since now. It was 17-18. Now we're past that. And now this 9-1 start by the men's team. It's the best start by the Wildcats since opening up the 2011-12 season with the same mark there as well. This is the best 10-game stretch for a first-year coach in K-State history. Jerome Tang getting things done now. Again, you got to go back to that only loss again to refresh everybody. Butler a couple weeks ago there as well. 48 points win for the Cats. 10th largest in school history. Largest since 08. There as well. 20-1 run. This also included 20-1 run in the middle of the first half of this game. Recent grad Marquise Noel involved in that as well. And Dorian Finisher saw a lot of action in this game as well. Keontae Johnson, another 18-point game here in this game. The Cats saw 7 players enter double-digit range. That includes Dorian Finisher and Desi Stills. Finisher finished up with 10 points in this game, 10 and 7. Stills, 14, 3 rebounds, 4 assists for him in this game. Let's just go ahead and reel them off, shall we? Naquan Tomlin, 15-9 here. David Gasson come off that perfect performance. And yet again, with a second straight game, David Gasson, perfect from the field. So he's on a roll here lately. He hasn't missed a shot. I don't want to jinx him, but he hasn't shot 2 games, 12 points, 12-2. And then you go Martin Noel and Cam Carter, 10. Noel, 10-5 and 8 assists. Cam Carter, 10 points, no rebounds, but he added 3 assists there as well. Tyke Green, Nate Aubrey-ish saw some minutes here for the first time in quite a while here. He added 3 in 14 minutes of action. They're in this game here. As I scroll to see, yeah, we saw a lot of Dorian Finisher in this game here. For a while there, before I get the quotes here from Coach Tang, we saw the bench shrink here until this game. We saw a lot of Desi Steele, Tyke Green, Nate Aubrey in the last game, and we're thinking, so we're going to see a small rotational guys. Now, again, these guys roll deep. Now, they play their natural guys here. this is going to be very interesting moving forward here. for the Cats here, but they originally were playing their smaller unit here in this game. But yeah, so looking at that, I'm glad to see the bench kind of, you know, opening up a little bit and seeing finally Dorian Finisterre-ish, the veteran that he is as well. I'll get to Coach Tang's comments here momentarily in this game here. Actually, I'm going to do it right now while I'm on here on this game here. I'll just do is open the comments here. Quote, thankful for the fans that showed up today, especially the students with exam week and all that stuff, dead week and everything that goes with that, and for them to take the time to come. I was thankful for that. Very pleased with our guys. Obviously, Incarnate Word was a little undermanned. They had some injuries, and they are missing some guys. This could easily be a me game. Quote, unquote, me there in that from Coach Tang. The game where guys are trying to get theirs, and I really challenge him, those guys, or his team, to make it a we game. And it really worked out. We really need to work on and share the ball and be great teammates. And I thought we did that. We let down a little bit in the first half with some transition buckets and some easy cuts, backdoor cuts in the halftime. We challenged them to really lock in a way from the bench and talk and really do a better job defensively. And I'm happy. I thought for the most part we did that. So I'm happy to coach as well. You did mention Dorian Finisterre there as well. We're going to go to Keontae here for a second here. On areas for the team to get better here, closing in, obviously, Nebraska here, I believe, is the next opponent for the men's team here. Real quick from Keontae, quote, we're still trying to get better at just communicating on defense right now. I feel like today we did better in the first half, just getting on the lead and just trying to build off the energy. So in the second half, we came out with a better urgency, not to say we just needed to communicate better on defense and take care of the ball more in that as well. K-State, let's see, 67% from the field there. And, of course, field inside a three-point arc there, as I mentioned there as well here. Yes, so the first game will be, or the next game, as I mentioned. Yeah, I'm a little out of it. Nebraska. Next, in Sprint Center, which we still call, yes, it's a T-Mobile Center, but yes, for the old sake here, Sprint Center, next up for the Cats this weekend. So the basketball teams, respectively, men and women's, next game will be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, respectively, here. So you're in the KC area, K-State Nation, go check your Cats out here as they look to score their 10th win of the season against the tough Nebraska, a tough, pesky little Nebraska team here that has got some good wins underneath their belt here. Yes, they're 6-5, but this right here will be a good little good non-con win here for the Cats moving forward. So that's next on the list there. Of course, this team played Nebraska in Nebraska last year. This was a tough game. I believe Nebraska was leading at halftime, if I remember correctly, there in the Cats. Had a scrap. They were down like 5 late, and they came back to dispose of, now I'm forgetting the coach's name who used to coach for Iowa State. Dang it. Can't think of it right now. That's going to bother me there for a little bit. But for the coach who used to coach Iowa State, and now I cannot think of the person. I'm going to look it up right now because it's really itching at me. But, yes, so K-State is going to have its – I'm looking up right now. Hands full here with Nebraska here coming up with, let's see, I'm going to go ahead and do that, head coach. Yes, there you go. Yeah, that guy, Fred Hoiberg. There we go. Fred Hoiberg and his pesky team will look to try to ruin any homecomings for K-State. But that's up next there for K-State there. You know, by the way, K-State, again, let's mention it again one more time. 9-1 after a almost 50-point win over Incarnate Word Cardinals there. 98-50 in a dominating performance over the weekend here in Manhattan Cases in Bramlage Coliseum. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, and a few more other podcasting platforms as well. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. And we're the only K-State podcast, folks. You want more coverage besides football and men's basketball, definitely check us out. Spread the word to your K-State peeps as the fall semester is going to come to an end for students this week, I believe. And congratulations to those students out there, K-State Nation, who graduated over the weekend. Definitely exciting time for the students as well. We appreciate it definitely as well. The next steps, obviously, is the new year as well, Lord willing, as we move that direction here pretty quickly as well. So definitely, and also good luck to those. Speaking of exams, like Coach Chang mentioned in that piece, those of you taking exams, definitely go and get that knocked out. This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Another PBBD is knocked out as well. Eddie Greer, appreciate you. Go Cats. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.